Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, kind of dreary to tell you the truth. Little damp in places, chilly as well. We're only in the 50s, 53, 54. I'm looking at a photo of the Virginia State Senate. You know who didn't show up for work today? Go ahead, go find your shocked faces, your surprised looks, everybody. State Senator Ghazala Hashmi couldn't be bothered coming to the special session. But Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who is a woman of honor and integrity, showed up. Why? Well, that's the question, isn't it? I would dare say it's the effort, ongoing effort by these Virginia Democrats to disrupt the campaign of Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares. That's what they're doing. And Winsome Sears especially hard hit because while they are in session, she cannot raise funds. Nothing in this is by mistake. This is all designed by those Virginia Democrats to do some really underhanded and inappropriate things. And Jason Meares, the Attorney General, also sharing his opinion. I shared that with you earlier. I do have it posted if you want to read through it. It's not that long. It's four pages. A couple of pages actually are legal citations. So unless you're going to jump on LexisNexis afterwards, you get it in about two pages. But the Attorney General lays it all out. I've got it posted over on The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Up in D.C., more obstruction on the part of Democrats. It's just outrageous. Congressman John McGuire represents the 5th District here in our beloved Commonwealth. He's a longtime friend. He is my congressman, and I'm always happy to get him on the air to talk a little bit about what is or is not going on up there in D.C. John, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. Frogman weather out there. But I got to tell you, what you just said about Hashmi, it's like in politics, I'm getting to the point where nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, the photo, John, of her seat empty, and the two senators, you know, the senators on either side of her, they're there. The lieutenant governor's there. I mean, this is just so underhanded and reprehensible. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, think about it. It's election interference. The most important week of any campaign is the last week. This is the closing argument. This is the last week. So they call a special session to get Winsome Sears off the campaign trail. And that's because Winsome Sears' message is resonating. She's tightening up the polls, and they got to put a stop to it. And they must be scared. They're bringing Obama in to Norfolk. But we're going to keep our foot on the gas. I went to an event probably a couple of hours out of my district because Winsome Sears couldn't be there yesterday. So we're all going to pick up the mantle and help carry the weight for her.
It's just an outrageous thing when you think about it. And I do have to wonder, the votes that have already been cast. I mean, there's just so much underhanded stuff. It's chicanery, John. And I, again, I've never seen anything like this. And I've seen some pretty lousy stuff happening in the world of politics.
I tell you, I mean, like I said, I tell you, nothing surprises me anymore. It's crazy. I mean, it's from the federal level to the state level, the Democrats are just, they don't care. All they care about is power and control. You know, to think about this, Louise Lucas and all the Democrats put millions and dollars, millions of dollars back in 2020, campaigned all over Virginia for a bipartisan redistricting commission. It passed. 65-70% of Virginia voters voted for it just a few years ago. And then even on this campaign trail, Spanberger said she was not going to mess with redistricting. But then they got a $300,000 check. And the next week, here we are. So that's pay for play. And she has, as Governor Youngkin says, Spanberger has no moral compass. She's going to put her finger in the wind and see which way the wind's blowing and make her decision. And if you want to know what she thinks, look at her donors. In the debate, the reason she couldn't answer those question after question, because she was worried about which donors were going to agree with the comment. And she didn't want to upset her donors, so she just locked up like a deer in the headlights.
Absolutely. Let me remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire joining us represents, of course, the 5th District here in our beloved Commonwealth. You take a look at that big donation. You're talking about the $300,000 that came in. You're talking about these efforts by Eric Holder, Barack Obama's former attorney general out there trying to get states to undermine the will of the people on a regular basis. Let's turn our attention to D.C. I mean, you've been back in the district because you and the other members of the House did exactly what you were supposed to do to get this budget or this continuing resolution. And you'll have to remind everybody what the difference is, but to get it through. And now, again, it's Tim Kaine, Mark Warner, other Virginia Democrats, other Democrats across the nation have voted, what, 12 times, 13 times not to reopen the federal government.
I know. I got to tell you, the corruption and hypocrisy are amazing. The fact that they can go on TV with a straight face and misinform the American people. It's crazy. You know, Chuck Schumer helped draft the language in this continuing resolution, which, by the way, we did. I mean, it was hard to vote for it, but we looked at the alternatives and we got it done. But he voted for it 13 times, and the Democrats voted for this continuing resolution as recently in March. And now all of a sudden, he's afraid that he's going to get primaried by AOC and the radical left squad. He figured he would shut down the government and get leverage on the American people. And I got to tell you, SNAP payments are going to run out on Saturday. And that's it's like 40 some million Americans are going to be struggling because he wants to use them as leverage. And the crazy thing, Jeff, is these benefits that they're trying to negotiate for have nothing to do with the continuing resolution. They couldn't get these items passed when they had the majority. So now they're in the minority and they're going to hold the American people hostage when they have the minority. It makes no sense.
Wow. No, it does not make any sense at all. And let's remind everybody. So you talk about this quote, continuing resolution and this clean continuing resolution. What exactly does that mean as we look at that?
So this continuing resolution gave us 7 weeks to continue to work on our 12 spending bills. Those 12 spending bills would be, of course, the budget. And I think we talked about it, but I'll remind your audience. In 1977, they came up with what they call the modern budget process, which is 12 spending bills. But since 1977, we've only ever passed all 12 of them on time and so-called passed the budget 4 times. So the last time we did it was 1996. That means our country has been operating on a continuing resolution since 1996. And so this continuing resolution that Chuck Schumer helped draft, basically it just continues the current spending levels while you work out the budget. So there's no changes. So if you were given $20,000 a month for air traffic controllers, that $20,000 a month would continue for 7 weeks while you tried to reassess the changes to the budget. That's all it was. It was a clean CR. It didn't have any extra Republican ask on it, any extra Democrat ask on it. And it's discretionary spending. But what they're doing is they put in a counter CR, and their counter CR was $1.5 trillion. So it's almost like if you bought a house for $40,000, you signed the contract, you got the deal done, and then they come up to you and say, yeah, the deal's done, but we want an extra, you know, $1 million. Right. This $1.5 trillion, it got rid of the $50 billion for rural hospitals that we put in the one big beautiful bill. And I don't know if you know, but rural hospitals are always struggling for money. And this is the biggest investment in rural hospitals in history. It would have really helped those rural areas. And in their counter proposal, they took that money out. But what they put in there was they put in millions of dollars in foreign countries to do LGBTQI plus, whatever that means, training. And Americans don't want their taxpayer dollars going overseas. And they definitely don't want them going overseas for LGBTQ plus I, whatever the heck that stuff is. So it's just ridiculous. It's politics over with the people.
Is there any sense up there that at some point this ends? I mean, I just have to think, and I'll remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire joining us represents the 5th District. Everybody is going to be impacted by this at some point. The Democrats keep talking about how much they care for people who are poor. They care for people who need help and all the rest of it. But my gosh, all they're doing is hurting the very people they claim to care about.
Yeah, I think that they're willing to say or do anything to win, and it's about power and control. I mean, that's what it's really all about. And you know, I got to tell you, it's just nonsensical. You know, you think about it, 80% of Americans want a secure border. So the Democrats go with the 20% that want an open border. Right. You know, it's just they keep making these decisions that don't make any sense. You know, the defund the police movement. I mean, it makes no sense. And, you know, like I said, the majority of Americans support our law enforcement.
That's right.
And the people that want to defund the police are the first ones to call the police when they have a problem. So their decisions make no sense. You know, 80% of Americans believe that boys should be in boy sports and girls should be in girl sports. So, of course, the Democrats go with the 20% that want to put boys undressing naked in the locker room with people's daughters. I mean, it's just nonsensical. And we got to, if you care about parental rights, if you believe that parents absolutely should have a say in the education of their children, if you believe that you should walk down any street in any county, city, and town in America with your little boy and your little girl, and if you want law and order, if you want an economy where people are bringing businesses, people are moving to Virginia, then you need to vote Republican on next Tuesday. And I hope that everybody will get their friends. I don't know if you know, but Governor Glenn Youngkin has done an incredible job. And not every state can do what he did. Did you see what he did to rescue SNAP for 840,000 people in Virginia?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, John, it's absolutely amazing what Governor Youngkin has done during his time in office. And he continues every hour of every day. This guy is out there living up to his pledge to make Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And as you're pointing out, he's going to such great measures to make sure that people in Virginia who receive SNAP are still going to get some benefits, even though the Democrats are keeping the federal government closed.
Yeah, you know, of course, I'm sure you know, I was the first Republican in Virginia to endorse Governor Youngkin for governor.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that decision. And I think everybody is. I mean, he's made so many good decisions that we actually had a surplus where he could help out the people with SNAP. But a lot of governors across the country don't have that surplus and they can't make the decisions that he's been able to make. But he also created these business ready sites where businesses were like, should I go to North Carolina or Virginia? Wait a minute, if I come to Virginia, I can move there in a year. If I got to get permits in North Carolina, it's going to take 5 years. I'm coming to Virginia. So he did a lot of things, or he's continuing to do a lot of things to make it easier to bring businesses and economic development to Virginia. So, and we want to continue that with Winsome Sears. If we get Spanberg in there, she's going to get rid of right to work. She's going to get rid of sovereign immunity with our law enforcement, and she's going to bring these crazy, divisive, woke ideologies back into the classroom. And so, big decision we got to make.
Yeah, no, we've got a huge decision to make, and clearly you've been very, very forceful on who you believe is the right person for the job.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless, and if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just seems so obvious, John, as we look at this, that whole slogan of common sense over nonsense, boy, it just plays into it. Here you have the lieutenant governor who's worked hand in hand with Governor Youngkin for 4 years. You know, my concern, I'm just going to be very, very blunt here, John. My concern is Spanberger as governor. You're absolutely right. The right to work goes away immediately. This crazy redistricting will become a thing, and we'll be lucky to have one Republican member of Congress. Same thing is going to happen for the House of Delegates and the state Senate if they are in there. And in addition to that, other rights that we have, our Second Amendment rights, are going to be majorly under attack by a Spanberger administration.
You know, that's a good point. And by the way, it's your God-given right to protect yourself, your family, your children. And for some reason, the Democrats want to make you a helpless victim. You look at Chicago, some of the strictest gun laws in the country, and on an average weekend, it's not unusual to see 40 people shot because criminals don't care about gun laws. It got so bad in London, they banned guns and they melted them all down, but crime got so bad, rapes went up, break-ins went up, and knife attacks went up, that then the mayor put in a request to ban knives. It's not a knife problem. It's not a gun problem. It's a human heart problem. Evil does exist, and it's your God-given right to protect your family. I don't have it on me. I don't think I can find it. Maybe I can find it. But there was a 911 tape I had from somewhere in the United States where a woman's abusive boyfriend who had a restraining order was banging down the door with it, and she had a little boy, and she called the 911 dispatch, and the dispatcher said, we don't have anybody to send right now. Will you hide in a bathtub in one of your bathrooms? Mm. Like, the guy's breaking in. He could have shot, killed her, whatever. But if she had a gun, she could protect herself and her little boy. And so you're right. I don't understand why they go against our Constitution. It's enshrined, our God-given rights. And, of course, our First Amendment and Second Amendment are being attacked big time by these radical Democrats. And I've got a website. I've told you about it before. I'll tell you again. It's SpanbergerVotes.com with an S. SpanbergerVotes with an S.com. If you want to see what someone's going to do, look at their past. If you go to that website, you'll see she's voted to the left of AOC and Omar on many issues. She's actually to the left of California and to the left of New York on many issues. And this website's simple. It just gives you the simple receipts, the simple facts on how she voted on the issues that matter to Virginia.
There you go. SpanbergerVotes.com. John McGuire, you're a great congressman. You're a dear friend. I appreciate you being here. We will we'll talk again soon. Hopefully you come back with some happy news that the Democrats have gotten their act together and reopened the federal government. But if not, I know you'll come back with an honest report.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for having me. God bless you. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, sir. That is John McGuire, congressman, represents the 5th District here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. And yeah, he happens to be my congressman. He's also somebody who's been a friend for a long, long time. He's a good guy. It is difficult to imagine anyone outworking John McGuire. And then I look at my friend John Reed, who's running for lieutenant governor. I don't know that you could outwork him. And just imagine how wonderful Virginia would be if we had the right people in the executive mansion, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, and we had John Reed as lieutenant governor, Jason Meares continuing as attorney general, John McGuire, Rob Whitman, Jen Kiggins out there doing the heavy lifting, this really would be an even better place to live, work, and raise a family. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.